charges in the Colorado nightclub shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Court records reveal prosecutors in Colorado Springs are preparing to charge Anderson Lee Aldrich with 5 counts of murder for Saturday night's shooting spree, as the community demands to know why a man with a violent past was able to possess a rifle.
Last year, a 21-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich was arrested after his mother called police saying her son was making bomb threats in a neighborhood about 12 miles away. He was arrested on 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping and felony menacing. That case was never prosecuted and the court records were sealed. Flash forward to Saturday night when police say 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich opened fire with a long rifle after entering Club Q just before midnight.
Fox's Claudia Cowan reports the charges against Aldrich will include committing a bias-motivated crime. One person killed, several hurt in suburban Boston when a car plowed through the window of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Multiple people are being, as I said, they're in being hospitalized and receiving treatment.
That's County Prosecutor Timothy J. Cruz, who says police are questioning the driver to learn whether the crash was intentional. Federal judges ordered former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to comply with a subpoena and testify in a lawsuit filed by the states of Missouri and Louisiana, charging the Biden administration colluded with big tech firms to censor speech. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey pausing executions in her state, ordering a top-to-bottom review of the state's execution protocol after 2 failed execution attempts since September. A senior U.S. official tells Fox News there are multiple threat streams suggesting a potential terror attack is being planned against the World Cup in Qatar, possibly by terror cells affiliated with Iran. In their first match of the tournament, the U.S. men's team has tied Wales 1-1. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Supreme Court justice denying any role in a purported leak ahead of a high court ruling.
A forceful denial from Justice Samuel Alito that he had anything to do with an alleged leak of a high-profile 2014 ruling to conservative donors Gail and Donald Wright. The Reverend Rob Schenck claims Gail Wright, a donor to his former organization Faith in Action, relayed the information after a dinner with the Alitos in 2014. These allegations come after the blockbuster leak this past spring of Alito's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Chief Justice John Roberts announced an investigation into the leak origins, but no signs the culprit has been found. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Two men have been arrested in Estonia, charged with a $500 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. A federal indictment in Seattle accuses the men of tricking thousands of people to invest in what prosecutors say was really just a pyramid scheme. NASA's Orion space capsule has begun orbiting the moon, passing within 81 miles of the lunar surface. It'll spend a week circling the moon, gathering data for a mission to put astronauts back on the moon, scheduled for 2025. A holiday tradition at the White House, two turkeys named Chocolate and Chip have received a presidential pardon.
I hereby pardon. Yes.
President Biden hosting the official pardoning on the South Lawn, where his dog made an appearance from the White House balcony as the president infused some political humor.
The only red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd commander knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table.
The two turkeys will now return to the Tar Heel State and be put in the care of North Carolina State University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 45 points, NASDAQ down 121, the S&P 500 15 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.